AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Luigi Mangione has pleaded not guilty to state murder and other charges in the death of the UnitedHealthcare CEO.
Luigi Mangione in Manhattan criminal court entering a not guilty pleaded charges of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That's all Mangione told the judge as he sat shackled in a sweater, collared shirt, and khakis. His lawyer, Karen Agnifilo, telling the judge last week's perp walk, teaming with heavily armed officers and the mayor, was an unnecessary spectacle.
He was on display for everyone to see in the biggest stage perp walk I've ever seen in my career.
Outside court, Mangione supporters like Natalie Menares, who says medical debt wiped her out.
As extreme as it was, it jolted the conversation about the fact that we need to deal with this issue.
The 26-year-old also charged with federal crimes that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
Automakers Honda and Nissan are joining forces.
Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan say they plan to merge and create the world's third largest automaker worth more than $50 billion. The two companies say they've signed a memorandum of understanding and that Mitsubishi Motors, the smaller Nissan Alliance member, has also agreed to join talks on integrating their businesses. Japanese automakers have been lagging behind their big rivals in electric vehicles, and they're trying to cut costs and make up for lost time. Even after a merger, Toyota would still remain the leading Japanese automaker. I'm Donna Warder.
A retired police officer in the nation's capital was convicted of lying to authorities about leaking confidential information to the leader of the Proud Boys extremist group. And French President Emmanuel Macron's office announced a new government. That's after the previous cabinet collapsed in a historic vote prompted by fighting over the country's budget. This is AP News. The president of a Michigan chemical company has been charged in connection with the unauthorized discharge of oil into the Flint River in 2022. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said 60-year-old Rajinder Singh Minhas of Rochester, Michigan, will appear in court next month.
Those who run a business have a responsibility to ensure their operations do not jeopardize public health or the environment, especially our precious water resources.
Minhas has been arraigned on falsely altering a public record, substantial endangerment to the public, discharge of injurious substance to the waters of the state, false statements and omissions regarding air pollution control, among other charges.
Nowhere should that responsibility to respect the public waterways be more obvious than here in the city of Flint.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.